Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Zolek and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Rebound headed from the corner. Mo Harkless has got to get it away to Damian Lillard. It'll hit triple zeros. And another difficult night and a difficult game to watch. This one comes in front of the home fans. Portland Trailblazers beat the Celtics in November, handing them their longest losing streak of the year at four. They've done it again tonight. Celtics playing poorly at a brutal portion of the schedule, and it has added up to four consecutive losses.
That was last night at the Garden. Celtics fall to the Portland Trailblazers. You look at the final score, 97-92. And you might think that was a close game. You might think that that wasn't so bad of a loss for the Celtics.
That was comfortable 8 points there, Stretch.
I'm here to tell you it was a bad loss. I'm here to tell you that that was the low point of the season last night for your Boston Celtics.
I thought with 4 minutes left they were going to go on some sort of a run and close it down. And, you know, when Marcus Smart got the ball down in the paint, it was a good matchup down inside, ended up getting a three-point play. And I thought, boy, if they could just get a steal here and cut it to three, they got a shot. And that was with, I think, around 3 minutes left.
Two and a half minutes to go. Okay. Hit the big three.
Yeah, and you're just thinking, okay, here they go. This is their chance right here.
Oh, Portland so badly wanted to hand them the game.
No kidding.
It was unbelievable.
No kidding.
The amount of mistakes they made and just sloppy plays that Portland was making down the stretch that the Celtics could not capitalize on because I just think they don't give a damn. That was alarming. And last night is not the worst loss of the year, okay? They're two different things.
Yeah, it's almost like Kyrie.
Okay, it wasn't their worst loss. Yeah. They didn't get embarrassed. You know what was embarrassing for them last night?
Couldn't hit a shot.
They looked like they didn't care. For the first time, I look at this team and go,
this is a situation where
you should really give a damn.
No.
And you should play like you give a damn.
No.
You know what
they
look like? And it felt like they weren't really into it last night.
I don't agree with you on that one. And Wallach brought it up earlier with Ainge, and I heard Sean Grandy say something to this effect last night. The effort was there. It's just unfocused. You know, they're kind of running all over him. Marcus Smart,
the hair and everything.
Marcus Smart always cares. I think Kyrie cared last night.
Really? Did Marcus Smart care when he took that jackass three?
Well, that's typical
with
Marcus
45
Smart.
Seconds left to go in the game?
Yeah.
Did he care?
Yeah.
That's not caring.
Bad
don't
decision.
Put it in his hands.
That's not focus.
Don't put it in his hands.
Bad decision, not smart, but he's doing everything he can. He brought the ball in. Look, this is a problem.
Fouls.
This is a problem with someone needs to instruct Marcus Smart. It's like, hey, when it comes down to that moment in the game, you're not the guy.
Don't touch
you're
the
not
ball.
The guy to be taking that shot, right. To be taken all the way down the court, across half court, dribbling into traffic. You've got two or three guys standing around you, and you take that shot. I understand that you want to win and that you're engaged and that you think you can do it, but we've got other guys for this. We've got Jason Tatum on the floor right now. We've got Kyrie Irving out there right now.
Boy,
get it to Al Horford in that situation. You don't take that shot.
Tatum does pitch every
that was a stupid
he?
Shot.
You know what? Plenty
he
of time.
Said, he said as much after the game. Called it a dumbass shot. At least he said it for us.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right, dumbass.
But don't confuse that with not caring.
You know what it is? They're hearing it.
And by the way, I don't think he's not at the top of the list for me because he didn't play poorly in the game. I mean, overall, we just talked about the three that he hit with 2.5 minutes to go. So he is capable of doing it despite being the worst shooter in the NBA in the last 40 years, as we've discovered. But no, he shouldn't be taking that shot, and he should have been taking it the way that he did.
Kyrie shouldn't be getting lost in the lane and getting a turnover there where you're starting to close it.
He blew their chance. He wasted their chance in the most critical moment of the game to complete the comeback in the game. He blew it.
Yeah.
Nail in the coffin, game over. And that sucked. And I thought the whole game sucked because I thought for the first time there is a malaise with this team that they just don't quite give a damn. they're at the point where they just don't care anymore.
Oh, David Pastrnak.
I'm starting to feel that way. Is he skating?
David Pastrnak is skating.
There he is.
There we go. This is the thing that we didn't think we were going to see today.
There he is.
When he was out there skating earlier in the week.
Day
of the trade deadline, we thought, oh, maybe that's just for show. It's not for show, Beetle. He's out there. He's skating.
Anything, huh?
He's working his way back. Still no stick.
Right.
But he's out there skating. News,
right.
News as it happens.
I just think that you've got to put last night's loss in context of the three previous losses for this team. You had to respond. You had to look like you had a response. Did they appear to have a response to what they have played
I think they're hearing it. I think they're hearing it. I thought they pressed last night. I don't think that lack of effort or that the malaise or they didn't care. I think they're just sure they're pressing. Kyrie was pressing, and he pressed to even get the 11 in that first quarter. You know, and I think he knew it was going to have to be his type of night. He got stuck in the middle at times down the lane. Guys couldn't hit shots when they were open. It was a collective effort, you know, and he's trying to dish and kick it out. Marcus Morris and clanks off the front of the rim. Tice can't even almost barely reach the rim from the top of the key. There's so many guys that just couldn't do a damn thing last night. And that's pressing. That's like everybody's watching. You know, I'm tight. They were tight last night. They were tight against Portland. The hell are you going to be against teams that come in here and try and kick your ass?
Do you know they outshot the Trailblazers last night? Outshot them.
Outshot them, but they got their ass out rebound, out rebounded. They get second chance points.
Oh, really? Effort things. Loose balls, rebounds.
Stuff we've been talking about them. Bad defense. How about the zone stuff when they're trying
to
close
stuff? They turn the ball over 16 times.
Leaving guys wide ass open underneath the bucket.
16 times they turned the ball over last night. Is that a focus? Is that a response? That's a response last night?
No, the shooting was bad and the turnovers were bad. And look, down the stretch, had someone like turn the ball over like that, I would say, okay, that's a lack of effort.
Crowd was
dead
too.
Well, I think they saw it coming after that shot too.
Well, normally they figure out a moment. They get up on their feet and they try and get out because they feel like they helped them. You know,
they kept taking the wind out of their own sails. Whether it was the Marcus Smart shot, whether it was putting Robert Williams in to guard Nurkic. Yeah, there at the end, like you know that. Brilliant defensive replacement, and Nurkic just spun around him and dunked on him. That took the crowd out of it. There were like three or four things that took the crowd out of it at the end.
I don't think the crowd ever had a reason to really get into it last night. Was there ever a point where they really were into it?
When they got it back, when they got it back to within three.
Yeah, well, Kyrie was out of the game.
2 minutes left. Yeah.
But they had a little run when Kyrie was out.
There were moments.
Yeah.
But it wasn't enough.
Moments.
Oh, here we are again.
It wasn't enough. It wasn't enough, and they didn't have enough of a response.
Four in a row, boys. Grandy sounds like he's getting used to it.
And this is becoming a joyless activity in watching these Celtics.
Just start the damn playoffs.
Why? You think they're going to have any success in the playoffs playing like this?
I don't know. I'm ready to see Kyrie.
Oh, flip the switch. Yeah. Flip the switch. Well, they haven't found the switch yet to flip it. I'm waiting for that. You know, last night would have been a good time to flip it. You're back home. Hey, how about you flip the switch, guys? How about you flip it? Turn it on. I keep hearing that. What's the point of that? Oh,
like
I can't wait to just get to the playoffs. Why? So you get your ass kicked there, too? Why? You think that right now you put them in the playoffs, the results are any different?
I don't know.
No, they're not different. They're no different than what you're seeing right now from this team. No different. And Kyrie could keep talking about it the way that he did last night, about how different it's going to be and how they're going to be just fine.
Well, at least he recognizes it.
I mean, he's doubling down on that crap after losing four in a row. That seems pretty hollow right now. Seems rather empty.
If you were losing to bad teams and you thought that somehow you were going to be able to overcome that and just flip some kind of a switch and turn it on during the playoffs, that'd be one thing. But when you get beat by Toronto like you did and when you suffer some other losses against good teams, to me that's not just wait for the playoffs and see what we can do then. It's like, no, we've seen some other pretty good teams.
How
they're playing in the regular season.
If you're a good team, you beat good teams.
Dude, you're looking forward to Baines coming back. This is the point, right? Like, when is Baines coming back? Hopefully this weekend, right?
But
at least you establish a role in sort of a toughness.
It's not changing.
You know where he's
going to
be. You know what Marcus Smart can be. Let the other guys go and score. Let those two guys grind. Let's get physical. Let's do something. Let's change the dynamic of what we are. That helps. I'm here. Talking about Baines.
No, I'm very nervous about him right now.
Do you think the personality of the team is going to change when Aaron Baines is back on the floor?
No, but it gives Brad, I think, a guy that he knows what he is. And I think that's where Brad is good. Okay, you're a paint guy. Marcus, you're going to be our defensive guy. We're going to be able to use our other three athletic guys.
No, but all the issues that plague this team, mentally.
No.
No.
I mean, I think it...
not going to make a difference. Have they looked mentally all that much better when he's played this year?
To me, it looks like they got five of the same guys standing around looking at each other.
They miss his skill set, that's for sure. Yeah.
They're better defensively.
Of course they are. Yeah. No one's denying that.
But that's how they win games.
But whatever this thing is that is mentally impacting this team, that is not being solved by Aaron Baines. It's not going to be solved by Baines coming back.
And what's most troubling is seeing Kyrie in the moment unable to convert when he goes down low, and he's got a chance to either get it close or to tie the game, and he gets swatted two trips in a row when he gets down into the paint. That was unfortunate. I didn't expect that. I thought, all right, Kyrie at least is going to do a Kyrie thing here and convert on one of these field goals, and he wasn't able to either time.
No question.
He wasn't good down the last 2 minutes.
What?
No question. How's a guy like this on one skate, the tip of his skate, go in, cut out, go up on one leg, get in, and he goes outside to dinner and he falls on... on this Uber. This dude's skating like freaking Disney on Ice out here. It's like freaking Disney on Ice out here with Pasternak. And this, he's pretending like he's taking slap shots. Whoops, there goes your heater. You know what I mean? But he's down there.
He's doing pirouettes out here.
He's doing pirouettes like on the tip of his skate.
He couldn't handle it.
He's like falling back on one leg.
And a couple of drinks.
You know, he's doing that fast thing, and he's up on one leg trying to get the burn on the inside of the leg, and he can't stand outside of dinner.
It's ironical, man.
How many drinks did he have that night? Hey, that night at Paradise, we had four. That's all.
I know that's the agreed.
Go with four, David.
That's the agreed upon story.
Four that you remember.
Then you start over. Reset. Freaking Pasternak. This does not look good for you from falling in a street.
It's Disney on Ice after hearing Warrior.
He's out there pulling a triple axles.
I'm sorry. He's in mid-sin. I'm like, what is this nut doing?
Oh, he's going into the sow cow, but somehow he manages
triple
to almost kill himself waiting for an Uber.
And this guy fell on pavement.
Well, there's the Hamel Camel. I haven't seen that in years.
The Bruins are in action tonight on the Sports Hub. Zolak and Bertrand are on the Star Market Sports Deck at Warrior Ice Arena. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Final minute. Marcus Smart, heart beating out of his chest tonight. Pulls up, feeling contact, but he misses the three. And the Blazers have the rebound. Quick outlet, fielded by McCollum. Celtics waiting for a foul that never came. Bounce pass to Lillard, who lays it in. Brad Stevens calls a timeout. 7-point game now with 36 seconds to go.
Well, Marcus tried something. He thought he felt the contact, tried to get the harm, tried to get the foul. They didn't call it. That's the old ball game.
Were you trying to draw contact?
Yeah, I definitely was. It was a dumbass shot by me, you know, especially with time and score. So, you know, I got to do better at that, especially, you know, being a 5-year player that I am. You know, I got to be able to read that time and score. So.
Marcus Smart was a -9 last night, in case anyone was wondering. You want to give him the credit for the game-winning plays. You also have to give him the credit for the game-losing plays.
That comes with the territory with it.
That right there blew any chance of completing the comeback. Thanks a lot, Marcus. At least he owned up to it. I'll give him credit for that. Right away, as soon as he was asked about it. Dumbass shot. Yep. Absolutely. Max was giving him credit for trying something? Like, oh, he tried something. What?
Hey, he's reaching.
Yeah, he tried all right.
Team broadcaster.
Game over. Great. Yeah, he tried it all right. It was stupid, is what it was, in the final minute of the game last night. And that was right after a bad missed three, and they knocked the ball out of bounds, right? Right before that? A stupid play. Oh, that was moronic. Hated to see it. I thought they were going to win. I did. Maybe that's part of my anger today. I felt Portland was about to give them that game. They opened the door. The door was ajar. The door was ajar. And they couldn't take advantage of it. Couldn't close it out. Thanks in part to plays like that. Oh, killer. And I don't think the Celtics had much of a response last night at home. Coming back home against the Portland team that, yeah, sure, good team, great. You needed a response in the worst way. You do. You need it right now. And they didn't have one. That's my takeaway from the night.
Well, again, you keep alluding to this like lack of effort.
Yeah, I felt that there were times where there was a lack of effort.
I think there's a lack of execution, and
it's both.
And listen,
one leads to the other.
When you've got, you know, we talked about this earlier in the week on those stretches when you don't have Kyrie Irving or Jason Tatum out there at the same time, it is hanging. It feels like hanging on for dear life right now.
You think there would be exceptional effort the night after you watch someone just go down the court and dunk in your face?
In your face.
In a play that's been highlighted many times from the Toronto game. You would think that there would be exceptional effort. There definitely wasn't that. Can we all agree on that part?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I mean, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I do think they're standing around waiting for somebody to take over and make a
Yes.
And maybe that's part of it with Kyrie. Do you hear Tommy?
Everybody's hesitant.
Tommy talked about them having two totally different types of offenses, one with Kyrie and one without. The problem was when Kyrie would say he would come back in, they'd still currently run the one without him instead of running the one with him. Like, it's like they don't know what to do when he's on the court. And it was, I mean, it's pretty simple, but it makes sense. It makes sense. Like, they don't know what they are on offense.
Trevor is in Marion today. We're going to get to Kyrie Irving momentarily. Trevor, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? I was just going to say that perhaps the team isn't giving max effort, or at least Kyrie sometimes, because maybe they don't want the better teams in the Eastern Conference to see what they have to offer, or they're taking in the scheme from the other team so that in the playoffs they could be better. I was just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
I think that's ludicrous, Trevor. I think that is absolutely insane. That they're playing possum right now. That's what they're doing. They're playing possum. They don't want anyone to see what they really got.
Right.
They're losing.
It's almost like as good as the one when Robert went in for the second time because he was in with them and he wanted to set
them
up.
Yeah, they're sinking like a stone in the Eastern Conference because they want to catch everybody by surprise.
Yeah.
What?
They play possum. I got this play. It's called possum.
That is a Patriot-level take right there.
That's so Boston.
Belichick's not
it's
showing
so Boston.
Ugh. Ray's in New Bedford. Hi, Ray.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Go ahead, Ray.
Hello? Yep. Yeah. I've been a Celtics fan since the sixth game of the 1974 NBA Finals.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah, and after the Celtics won that series against the Milwaukee Bucks, I read everything I could on the Celtics. I read Bob Ryan's book, Celtics Pride. I read Bob Cousy's book, Basketball is My Life. And, you know, I read Bill Russell's books. And, you know, it's just I don't know. It's the players, really.
So they should read some of those books?
Pardon me?
You think the players should read some of those books you read?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll help.
And, I mean, Bill Russell won 11 championships in 13 years, including 8 in a row. Wilt Chamberlain got the first six-figure contract in NBA history. And when Russell's contract came up, he asked for $1 more. And now these players today, I mean, they're one and doneers, and, I mean, they haven't done anything.
And you think that's what's leading to the Celtics losing last night against Portland?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you were able to connect the two.
Absolutely.
Fireworks.
Bacon sizzling.
That's Jim's hot stove sounder from baseball.
I just figured out Jim's got one sound effect.
No, but that sound effect is remarkably similar to the scratching that happened in the call. So I give him credit. That's pretty good match.
All right.
Nope, don't work here with these headsets.
Yeah,
sorry. It doesn't scare anybody.
Doesn't scare anybody. Let's get to Kyrie Irving last night. In order, Jim, if you want to just cue up the first one. Kyrie, after the game last night, he's in a good mood again.
What was the reason, you think, for the four-game losing streak that you guys are going through right now?
It's part of NBA season. You never know. So I've been a part of two organizations, one where I was in Cleveland and, you know, we 2017, we're down the stretch and we lose a bunch of games in a row and we end up sweeping, you know, the whole Eastern Conference. And, you know, I don't think anybody in the Eastern Conference could, you know, really compete with us at a high level when we're playing the way we're supposed to be playing.
Point now where you just don't worry about the standings, you just get back to playing good basketball wherever you stand. When the season ends.
Yeah, you can't worry about the standings now. It's too late in the season. I mean, you know, obviously the 4-5 spot, but, you know, it's pretty 1-2 is pretty much locked up, 1-2-3. So, you know, just play to, as long as we get there. I can't wait for this, all this other BS about regular season and keep getting better and talking over and over and over and again about what we can do to keep getting better in the regular season. I just want to be at the highest level playing. I mean, that's what I'm here for. So,
Can't be bothered with the regular season.
So LeBron.
Can't be bothered with it.
So LeBron.
Oh, I just want to get this BS over with.
That's what it is. I mean, these questions, these short ones, he's like, it's same repetitive questions. I'm not going to answer them.
Here's what I,
that's what he's doing.
Here's where I think he's making a big mistake. Do I think Kyrie Irving can flip that switch come playoff time?
Yes.
No doubt about it. That's what superstars can do.
Yep.
Do I think the rest of the team can flip a switch?
Nope.
No.
Do you think Jaylen Brown can flip a switch?
I don't, and I think he's making the mistake of thinking everybody's just like him. Ah, we're just, he thinks that the problems with this team are just, it's regular season. I know how guys are. Guys just hate the regular season. I can't wait to stop talking
still,
to you.
You know what he's still doing, too, though?
Get this BS regular season out of the way so I can play at the highest level. Because right now, these playoff teams we're playing every night, who needs that?
You know
who needs to beat Toronto? Go up to Toronto and get our ass kicked.
He's separating himself from the rest of the team again, too. Like, I'm here for that.
Let's get blown out in Toronto because it's just the BS regular season.
I'm here for the playoffs.
We don't need to win against playoff teams. Milwaukee, we'll never see. Oh, wait. Yeah, we might see them again, but whatever. It's just the BS regular season.
Doesn't he say more about the rest
guys
of the team?
Every game.
Doesn't he say more about the other rest of the team going back to last year and the young guys?
I say he's in a good mood. Because he talked. Yeah. He talked last night. He's in a good mood.
Oh, he hang 31?
He feels very positive after the game.
Well, better than the other night.
He'll lose again. BS regular season. What do you guys expect from me? I got to talk to you again? I want to get this over with.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the playoffs. Okay.
It's so like the LeBron. You're going to ask me about a regular season game when I've been to 7 straight NBA finals?
Yeah, and that's LeBron James.
Yeah.
And that's LeBron James, a superstar who can really just say, flip the switch. It's playoff time. I'm ready to go. And he always is. And I'm sure Kyrie Irving is the exact same way. And that's a credit to him and his talent.
Yep.
He's that good. But the other guys? Is Marcus Smart going to flip a switch?
No, Marcus, same guy every night.
Is Jaylen Brown going to flip a switch? Is Jason Tatum going to flip a switch? Are all these other guys going to flip their switches? Morris?
Kyrie flipping his switch. I mean, Al's going to be the same guy. Marcus Smart's going to be the same guy. Hopefully Kyrie Irving, him elevating and getting a couple guys back, he could sort of make Jaylen Brown and Tatum play up to, a higher level the way they did at the end of last year.
Let's play another one. Kyrie Irving again, post-game last night. He was very talkative.
We have such a unique group, this year where, they made an unbelievable run last year. And, just the experience that they had. But it takes a lot more than what they accomplished last year as well. And us as a team, we need to win road games. We need to compete at a very high level, whether at home or on the road. It takes a very, very high level of IQ of basketball to play against great teams in this league and to win a championship or even compete for one. You see the competition that we're going against. Those are great guys around the league that are led by some young superstars, some old veteran groups, and they're going to test you mentally, and they're going to test you how tough you are, and you got to be able to respond. And I think we're in that phase now where the last 22 games is, it gets harder. Like, that's just the NBA. Like, even the Chicago Bulls we played the other night, they're not the same Chicago Bulls as they were in the beginning of the season, and you have to be ready for that, of just the, people going at your chest, and really testing your pride on both ends of the floor. So that's about it.
So which is it? Which is it? Because the first thing he said does not align with the second thing that he said. Is it harder and you're getting tested and you have to respond, or it's just the regular season, it's BS, we need to get to the playoffs and flip the switch? Which one is it?
Beto, it's both. For him, it's just the regular season. He just said for his teammates, they did a good job last year, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah.
So he's separating the two.
Again, It's another.
He's talking about me versus them.
I want you guys to write this as I'm giving them a compliment of how good they were last year, but still it's an underhand shot at them. They ain't ready yet. I am. They're not.
I'm ready and they're not.
Yeah. IQ again. Basketball IQ.
So what
again.
Makes you so I'm ready to
smartest
go to the
guy
playoffs.
In the room again. Smartest guy in the room again. Start talking about that IQ stuff.
But in his first answer, Jim, he said, if we play the way I know we're capable of playing, he said we there.
Nobody needs can beat us.
And then he also said, I can't wait to stop answering these questions and just get to the playoffs.
True.
See,
he separated himself by saying they last year a couple times.
Yeah,
he didn't say we, he said they.
I noticed that.
Yeah.
He didn't say we. He wasn't playing, therefore he was no longer on the team.
But he also threw in there, we went on those runs where we swept the whole East. Back in 17. Remember when LeBron had his arm around Kyrie and Kyrie had his head down? There was that big story coming out of Cleveland. I'd tell him, keep your chin up there, young pal. Little skipper. Don't worry, I got you. I'm the veteran.
Little Skipper.
Well, Little Skippy, whatever you want to call him.
This is the home of the Bruins. With the Bruins. Joe and Bertrand are live at Warrior Ice Arena from the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub, and streaming on the Sports Hub app.
What's your confidence level in this team going forward?
Huh?
What's your confidence level in the team going forward?
What do you mean?
Just in terms of, like, you know, you got
a question. Is that
a legitimate question? I mean, I just, you know,
nah.
How do you feel about this team?
All right, next question.
Final question for Tyree.
Tyree offered a next question on that one. What's the matter? Not confident? He should have rephrased it. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase it, since you don't find it to be a reasonable question. How confident are you in yourself? That would have been a good follow-up. Oh, I'm plenty confident in me.
Why would you be confident about this team going forward?
Right. What about this team gives you any level of confidence going forward? What is that? What kind of question is that? I like the answer. Who is that? Do we know?
Sounds like
a legitimate one.
Yeah, I thought maybe Mannix, because he was doing sidelines last night.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like Mannix, he's got that soft voice, yeah.
That was, it was in English. It had Mannix. A beginning, a middle, and an end.
Yep.
Subject, verb.
Your level of confidence in the team. Describe that for me. What kind of question is that? A legitimate one. I want to hear that again, if you could, Jim.
You scared Mannix?
What question is that?
A legitimate question. I mean, I just, you know.
Nah.
How do you feel about this team?
All right, next question.
All right.
All right. But if he's going to stand there and give you examples of what I did in the past and what I'm here for and this and that, and I'm telling you that I'm ready, but they're not, aren't I answering that question for you as you ask it? Like, are you listening to me talk? This is part of him being frustrated with the same repetitive questions. I heard Danny talk about it this morning with Touch and Rich. And he said, you know, he's getting tired of the same questions over and over. And if I'm telling you stuff and I'm trying to give you stuff, and you're going to follow it up with, well, what's your level of confidence? Because I just told you, get me to the playoffs. These guys ain't ready. I'm ready. I'm not confident in him. Do I have to lay it out for you in red and black and white? Me confident, them not confident.
We'll talk to Sean Grandy coming up at 11:35 this morning.
I think that's part of the frustration with Kyrie. That's why he's so quick there. I'm talking to you guys every day.
Maybe he'll have some more on this. The voice of the Celtics joining us here on Zolak and Bertrand. That's coming up next hour. Eddie is in Methuen today. Hi, Eddie.
This is Billy.
Hey, oh, Billy.
Sorry, Billy. Go ahead.
Billy from Methuen. How are you guys?
Good, Billy.
Good.
Listen, I'm calling about the Celtics. What I think they should do is put the whole team in a blender, mix them up, and put one superstar out of all of them. That's what I think.
Okay, we'll be sure to do that.
I don't know if they
that's a good call.
And Billy, thank you.
We so
try
good.
Not to get
so good today.
We try not to get so heavy into the X's and O's this early on in the show.
Right.
We like to keep it a little lighter than that.
If there's any other Celtic fans out there that have read other basketball books that think that maybe these guys in their spare time, you know, LeBron reads now. I mean, he reads like Scarface and stuff.
I read Red's Later in Life bio with Feinstein.
Bill Russell's.
How was that?
It's good read, actually. Yeah. And Shaughnessy gets mad every time I bring up that it's a good read.
Why?
I wrote a book, Red.
Oh, boy.
I'm like, yeah, yours was good, too. It was written in a different time in the guy's life. No, I want you to read my book. All right, I will. Gets very sensitive about it. Feinstein blows on the radio. Let's just put that out there, too. Just to remind ourselves of the pain and suffering we went through on this program with that CBS Sports
Minute. The CBS Sports Minutes weren't great, but I've had him on the golf show, too, talking like Ryder Cup and stuff like that, and he's great. He's really good.
Yeah, I'm limiting my critique based on the CBS Sports.
I can't stand him. Those are our worst days in radio when we had to do Feinstein Sports Minutes.
He's a great writer, though.
It's embarrassing to the station.
His books are fantastic.
Yeah. He should stick to that. He's better at that.
Stick to something.
He should do that. The books, the writing, pen to paper, all that stuff. Dan in Salem today. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. What's up, Zoe?
Hey. What's up, man?
Hey, how do we get rid of Marcus Smart?
How do we get rid of him?
Why do you want to get rid of Marcus
Smart? You don't need to get rid of him. You just need him not to take the shot. You just need someone else to have the ball.
You need guys like Marcus Smart.
Why? For his defense? Because he can't shoot the ball.
Well, I mean, who else gives effort like him every night? Who else dives on the court? Listen, who else takes charges? Who else will sacrifice his body?
He's a valuable
piece. Will he do stupid things? Yes. He is valuable. You're right, Beetle.
Valuable piece.
He's got to fine-tune that.
I said that yesterday before he took that dummy shot last night.
That gives you
energy. Sorry, what do you call it? The dumbass shot. Before he took his dumbass shot last night, I was praising him yesterday, and I like him. I think he's a good, valuable piece to the team. I just don't want him with the ball in his hands taking shots with 45 seconds to go in the game. No, thank you. All good with that.
How about when Jones thought that he was taking that shot? It was a three attempt when he threw that ball to Jason Tatum down court, and Tatum went up and dunked it. Jones was like, yeah, nice shot. That was really a three attempted. Typical Jones.
This is part of the problem, too. This is the part of the problem, too. How many times have we seen Marcus Smart get into it with, let's say, Jaylen Brown, right? We know they got a thing. Their thing there.
There's a little right? something there.
How many times has Marcus Smart get on Jaylen Brown for being a dope on the floor? Making mistakes. Young player. Young players will make their mistakes.
Did you see the point last night, too, where Kyrie during
did
the timeout
you see two
was,
nights ago?
Was trying to talk to Jaylen Brown? And Jaylen Brown's like not looking
that was
at him.
Weird.
And he's like trying to, he tapped him on the ass twice, like, hey, I'm trying to tell you something.
But,
and Jaylen's like, what? Leave me alone.
But if you're Jaylen Brown, you're going to listen to Marcus Smart tell you about the mistakes you've made
probably
after you
not.
Watched that crap last night?
Probably not.
If you're Jaylen Brown, that could have been his victory lap if he was vindictive type. Jaylen Brown should have went over and said something to him right then and there. Hey, what's up, guy? How about that? Nice shot you took, dummy. Like, that could have happened last night. And that's why I think there's such a disconnect among these guys. The young guy's going to listen to Marcus Smart? No. They're going to listen to Kyrie? They think he's gone. And I heard something yesterday. I heard Maz sum this up beautifully. Maz said, if you're the young guys and you're listening to Kyrie, right, you're thinking either you're leaving and I'm still here, or you're staying, and they're trading my ass out of town. Either way, why the hell am I paying attention to listening to you?
Because we're not playing together next year.
Right.
That's good.
I hadn't thought of it in those terms.
Right.
Which is either I'm staying without you, or I'm going and you're staying.
Yeah.
Either way, we're not going to be together next year.
It makes for a conversation that you don't feel like you have to have with a
You guy. Got no future together.
Yeah.
What am I investing in this for?
Right.
What am I investing in you for? Why am I listening to you?
But back to Marcus Smart. Yeah, he makes those boneheaded decisions and takes those shots you don't want him to take. And he is also the guy that you don't want to go up against. You think teams like playing Marcus Smart?
Nope.
They hate playing against Marcus
Smart. All I ask is that we're fair. When we give him the credit for the game-winning plays, we then have to criticize him for the game-losing plays, like last night. Because, man, that door was open.
Yeah.
They could have taken that game, and they didn't. And they didn't do it. 617-779-0955.
See, you're pissed off because you invested now two nights in a row.
Two back-to-back nights of watching this team.
That's your fault.
Four quarters of basketball.
I expected better last night.
Eight full quarters of basketball you've watched.
You get back home. You're on your home floor. You have things working in your favor last night.
They got stuck in an elevator. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Half an hour.
You ever been stuck in an elevator?
Once. For like 5 minutes. It wasn't bad. After that, I'd start to freak out.
Never been stuck in an elevator.
I don't think so, no.
I have twice, I think. One time was for like 12 minutes.
It was like an old building.
And that 12 minutes felt like an eternity.
It was an old building, and we sort of pried the doors apart, and it was like 2 feet up, and we hurry up and got, like, I felt maybe I shouldn't be doing this because that elevator's going to move and it's going to cut my legs
off. I think we used to do it on purpose in college. We would force the doors open, like, you know, in between floors and the elevator will stop. But
no. Used to get all the players and we jump up and down and get that thing to try to make it stop, and it would never stop when you wanted it to stop or break it.
Yeah, my 8-year-old does that. He loves it.
I'll get in there with like 300-pound guys. You think it would do something to it.
Zolak and Bertrand are overlooking the rink at the Warrior Ice Arena on the Star Market Sports Deck on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Drop it. 617-779-0985, the telephone number.
Yeah, these rejoins make me want to go to rock concert. Rock and roll.
Sean Grandy will join us coming up at 11:35. We'll get to some Patriots items at the top of the hour. Right now, we'll go back to your calls with Greg, who's in Tampa Bay. We're going to mix it up here. He's got a Bruins take. We're at Warrior today. What's up, Greg?
Yeah, good morning. Question, why the heck aren't we talking about the Boston Bruins in hockey? You have Tampa coming in tonight, the number one team in the league. They're in your division. They're on pace for 62 wins, the best of all time in the history of the NHL. They haven't lost and got a point in 14 straight games playing the Bruins, who have got a point, haven't lost a point 10, 11 games.
Have you ever programmed a producer
on local radio station?
He's making a point. Let him make his point.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Bruins playing their arses off, made two decent veteran top nine forward acquisitions for the playoffs specifically to beat this Tampa and Toronto team. They play tonight for the three times they play in the next 35 days, and they'll probably see them in the playoffs. Why are we talking about a team that actually has heart instead of listening to this middle school, high school drama? Yeah. Have a great day.
Okay. All right, Greg, appreciate the call. Well, I'm putting stock in tonight's Bruins game. Are you? Are the Bruins fans?
This should be circled.
This should
be circled like Celtic games in the past.
I'm excited.
Or circled against
about this Bruins game tonight.
Or Golden State or those. This should be a marquee type. Are you real? Are you in it? Is this a real game for you guys?
All these wins you've had, all these point streaks that have been going on.
You're at home.
A couple of moves. You've had a few games to break them in.
Place should be lit.
Let's go.
Right?
You're at home. This one counts tonight.
Big boys are in doing a game tonight.
And I know that San Jose is a good team.
National broadcast.
They had a good win the other night.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. And they look dominant in the process.
But they come in all the way from San Jose, and you got the first night with Coyle playing at the TD Garden. You got the first night ever with Johansson playing on the ice. And these guys are all bunched up, and they're ready to go. And, of course, I mean, you talk about a scheduled loss. That's a scheduled win for the Bruins two nights ago, or at least it should have been. The way they were playing, even with Halak in net, that was a scheduled win the other night. Now let's see what happens tonight. Let's see what happens tonight with, as the caller just said, an historically good Tampa Bay Lightning team coming in here tonight. This is a solid hockey team.
I'd like to apologize to the first 48 minutes of a 4-hour show that we haven't mentioned them yet. Now, us being here, I mean, we are here. We're gonna have.
Why are you so sensitive to that?
Well, because I love how people think we're not going to mention the Bruins or talk about them, but I think this is a big game tonight.
Well, he's a Bruins fan, so he doesn't like the Celtics. They're two different fans.
Well, you get the Celtics in the middle of a four-game skid with Kyrie. You know, with what he's saying post-game, I think that's the number one thing out of the gate. I was thinking that's hot topic. That's wake up today. Ooh, Celtics not good again last night.
I can tell you this: from what we've seen recently, the Bruins are the polar opposite of the Celtics.
Yeah.
Polar opposite, right? Not in terms of wins and in terms of execution. I'm talking about just in terms of grit, in terms of having some balls.
Talked about the other day,
Bruins team has that. They're scrappy. They're a scrappy group.
Going back to those weekend games where you're not beating teams 5-1 or 4-1, but some of those tight wins where you're winning by one goal, taking it to overtime, winning in overtime. That shows you something. That shows you they got some stamina,
but
they got some guts,
tonight,
they got some heart.
Tonight's a validation game.
I agree.
You can validate everything you've done recently by winning this one.
Yeah.
That nothing about your close wins, your shootout wins, your overtime wins, that none of that was fluky. This is a chance tonight to prove that, well, you are a team that should be taken seriously in the Eastern Conference and is a serious contender. And it's at your building, your house tonight. So big one on tap for the Bruins tonight. How many guys we got skating?
Two.
Optional at this time of year.
Oh, four.
No, there's
two. You got, remember, two are coaches.
Not many right now.
One, two.
Artie, why don't we just keep doing that head count if you don't mind?
One,
sure.
Two, we have four. We have four.
No.
Yeah, two are coaches.
You counting goalies or no?
No.
Two, four.
Goalies don't count.
Six. You got six. Six skaters on the ice and one goalie.
One, two. Oh, yeah, two more came out.
Yeah.
Two. Oop, there's a post.
Four.
Six. There's a post.
You got six. Six skaters right now.
Jesus. Easy.
Easy. Kenny is in Maine today. What's up, Kenny?
Yes. Hello there. May I talk to Beetle?
Yes.
Yeah, Beetle. My take on this Celtic. I'm 64 years old. I've been watching this Celtic team, a long team. First take, they have no heart, especially the young players. The biggest problem is the rebounding. They're slapping the ball around, not grabbing the ball. A player like Dave Collins was 6'9", and he got every rebound. This team is they don't hustle, they don't rebound. Hartford is the best rebounder, and Baines. You watch and see when Baines gets back, they'll do a lot better. But overall, this whole team has no heart.
They look like that at times, and I thought last night was one of those nights that they looked like that, Kenny.
Rebounding has once again become an issue for this team. Didn't see it for a while. Starting to see it again. Bane's not being in there. That hurts you. Horford was better at times. Hasn't been good the last couple of games. I got to check his rebounding numbers. Actually, I think he was okay either in Toronto or the game before that. But
Trailblazers had 13 offensive rebounds last night, and you turned the ball over 16 times. Do you think that game could have had a different result if you turned it over three or four fewer times? Okay, let's be reasonable. And you had three or four more rebounds that didn't turn into offensive rebounds for Portland.
The rebounding numbers are getting a little skewed in my mind because some of the Celtics' offensive rebounds last night are coming off of these clanks off the back of the iron or the front of the rim.
That go 10 feet outside.
On these three-pointers because there's so many freaking three-pointers being attempted.
That drive you nuts? The last 5 minutes of the game, how many three? It felt like every 2 seconds you're watching another three get jacked up. You're like, what is this?
And Tommy's losing his mind. It's like, and I don't blame him. It's like, get the ball inside. You need two here.
That's
you
pretty
don't
good get... Tommy that you started out there.
Well, I mean, I feel
get
his pain.
Ball
get
inside.
The ball inside. Get it in the paint. Come on. What are you doing? You're taking shots you don't need to take based on the shot clock, based on the score of the game, based on the amount of time left. What are you doing?
Chris in Hartford. Hi, Chris.
How we doing?
Good.
Hey, Zoe, that made my morning, the triple Lindy comment. That was funny. Oh, my God, Zoe. That was great.
Hey, there's a diving reference.
Big difference.
On ice
but you get it. But you got it.
But you know what he meant.
You get the point I was trying to stress, yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. Hey, but listen, let's do this. Let's not talk about Kyrie's offense, okay, because it's a clean wash. The way this guy plays defense on a pick and roll, he is such a liability. And then he turns the ball over four times a game, shoots whatever he wants, and then he goes to the hole, and our boy Tatum, which we're trying to get aggressive to go to the rack, he's got to get back on defense. So you see the transition defense getting blown up. This guy is just absolutely narcissistic. He's just ruining, absolutely ruining. Stevens can't wait. He just cannot wait to get this guy out of here. Ainge is going to he's not going to re-sign him. He's that much of a problem.
Oh, I don't think so. I think you're dead wrong on that part, Chris. Ainge is going to do everything in his power to keep that player.
Yep.
And he doesn't care about his defense. He should. Maybe he should. Maybe we all should care a little more about Kyrie's defense. But I can overlook it. He's not wrong. There are times where Kyrie's defense is non-existent.
Oh, sure.
But superstar player, what about in the playoffs? Just get to those playoffs. Mike is in Danvers. Quickly, Mike, go ahead.
How you guys doing?
Good. Great.
Listen, it's pretty clear to me. Kyrie has everybody here duped. He has the front office duped, the coach duped, the players duped. Well, some of the players. And now he has the media duped because I even heard one of your guys this morning agree with Kyrie that the regular season doesn't mean anything. We just got to wait till we get to the playoffs. That's never been the case.
Me right here.
Scott Zolak.
Yep.
Never been the case here in Boston, but all of a sudden that's the case. And the only other thing
I...
The other thing I'd like to say is we are now Cleveland. We now know why LeBron wanted this guy out of town. We used to blame LeBron, but now we see this guy is frustrating. He slows down the development of the other players, and he needs to get out of town.
Well,
why didn't LeBron stay in Cleveland?
I think that's revisionist history. I don't think he wanted him out of Cleveland. Kyrie wanted out of Cleveland.
Why did LeBron leave Cleveland then once Kyrie left?
I would like to ask him. And anybody who says, can't wait to get rid of him, Danny's not going to re-sign him, let's get this guy out of here. Just one simple question. Mm-hmm. Then what?
Oh, no, the Celtics fans.
Rebuild around the young kids.
I don't want to paint with a broad brush there. But many Celtics fans believe, too many, not the majority, let's say 10%, okay, 1 in 10, believe that you subtract Kyrie and the talent that is left is so good and so untapped.
They give effort.
That once they remove Kyrie from that equation, their development, they were going to blossom into NBA superstars, all of them. And you will have a roster of stars that without Kyrie will be better than anything you had with him.
Developed.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, that's that's an honest-to-God belief out there.
Yep. Keep the build going.
Because they're still
thinking. Coach is better for the build.
They're still thinking about the Raptors and the Bucks and Sixers and all these other teams in the East as the teams they were last year and the year before.
Right.
That's how they're thinking about them.
Right. No one else is getting better.
No.
Just the Celtics.
How did the Raptors get better? Oh, Kawhi Leonard went. Oh, wow. Wow. Are they rebuilding?
It's a different.
Are they building through the draft?
It's already a different conference this year. You take Kyrie off this team, do they make it to the Eastern Conference Finals? There's no chance.
Look at Billy Jaffe wearing a Sports Hub sweatshirt today.
Yeah.
He can't come on TV.
Butthurt the other day that we said we didn't treat him nicely when we saw him at Warrior. Look at us.
Look at us.
We're practically.
Billy, let's get that right there. Take a picture of that. Just give me that one more time if you don't mind. Yep.
That's nice.
There you go. That's a nice shirt, too. Nice. I don't think I have one.
You know what? I'm going to get up close to him after the headline here and get him in portrait mode.
There you go.
A real nice one.
There you go.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help. Helplinema.org.